You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Are not that strange of an occurrence.
The alarms are pretty common there. We started to realize that it was something bad when we saw a wall of smoke coming down the hallway. That's when we realized we have to get out.
Despite all the issues and mayhem around the apartment complex, Edgewater Mayor Michael McParlton saw heroes one after another in front of his eyes.
I saw my firemen go in there, rescue three people right away, and then at the very end, as the fire was moving quickly, I mean, I saw four brave men go into that fire and pull a woman out while the facade was coming down virtually on top of that.
Authorities also claim a bit of luck. The blaze started when so many of the residents were not at home. USA Radio News.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists reports Earth is closer to human-caused doomsday than it has been in more than 30 years due to global warming and nuclear weapons. USA's John Clemens reports.
The last time the famed doomsday clock was at this time, it was 1983, of what was then the height of U.S.-Soviet tensions. Kennett Benedict of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists tells us, what time is it now?
They're moving the hands of the doomsday clock 2 minutes closer to midnight. It is now 3 minutes to midnight.
Since it first began in 1947, the doomsday clock has been adjusted 18 times. Like in the Tale of Two Cities, the best of times occurred in 1991 with the doomsday clock at 17 minutes to midnight. But the worst of times happened in 1953 when it was 2 minutes.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And your weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 38 degrees. Calm winds becoming westerly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, snow mainly after 1 a.m. and a low around 28. Calm winds and a chance of precipitation is 100%. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches is possible. On Saturday, a combination of rain, snow, and freezing rain before 11 a.m., then rain likely between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Then rain likely, possibly mixed with snow after 5 p.m. The high will be near 37 degrees, and northerly winds will be between 5 and 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. New ice accumulation of less than an inch is possible, and the new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches is possible. On Saturday evening, a chance of snow before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a low around 27. Westerly winds around 11 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high near 35 and westerly winds between 9 and 13 miles per hour. Sunday evening, a chance of snow after 8 p.m., cloudy with a low around 24, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. Monday, start your work week with another chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 31, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. And you are tuning in to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show, here every Friday morning from 10 to 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and your host of the show. And today, one of my favorites, Colleen Dewar from Family Promise. Welcome. We've got a lot to talk about, Colleen.
Thanks, Susan. That was such a nice introduction. You made my day.
I am pleased that you are making my day by being on my show, because it's always a pleasure, and we have lots to talk about. Colleen is Development Director of Family Promise of Hunterdon County, my partner in crime in many avenues.
You got it.
Many different committees that we both serve on, to really reach out, touch, and change the lives of at-risk populations right here in Hunterdon County. They are your neighbors, they are your family, and they are a part of our community, and we want to always be able to serve them. And with Family Promise, we can, can't we?
Yes, we can. We can. We do a really good job at our shelter. Maybe it would help if I talked a little bit about how our shelter program works.
You go right ahead.
What we are. Family Promise is a homeless shelter for families in Hunterdon County, and we're actually part of a national network of over 180 affiliates across the country. Interestingly enough, it was the whole concept was started by a woman named Karen Olson in Summit, New Jersey. Karen had befriended a homeless person. Yeah, go Jersey. She had befriended a homeless person and was trying to start a traditional shelter that we're probably, many of us are familiar with, more like an inner city type of emergency drop-in shelter, and was thwarted for various reasons. And she actually was looking at a church one day and said, well, gosh, there's a lot of unused space there that goes, you know, if you think about Sunday school classrooms or some kind of religious education, many churches 6 days a week, they go unused. So she said, I have an idea. And so thus the program was born. And the way it works is that our overnight shelter is actually provided by volunteers through donated space at congregations all throughout Hunterdon County. And I think it's important to note that this is not a religious-based organization. We have congregations from Jewish to Unitarian, Presbyterian, Catholic, you name it. And you do not have to be part of a church or a congregation or have a religious affiliation to volunteer. It really is just about use of space. And so our guests will leave our day center in Flemington via the link at about 5 o'clock in the evening, and they'll go to a host congregation where they're greeted by volunteers who share a meal with them. So it's not a soup kitchen environment where they're basically serving and then moving on. They're actually sitting down and sharing a home-cooked meal together. And that alone is so incredibly powerful.
Absolutely.
It is a big deal. And then there are other shifts throughout the night, including an overnight shift that is hosted by volunteers. And then our folks get on the link in the morning at about 6:30, and they head back to our day center in Flemington. And that shelter is provided 365 days a year. And we are so grateful because, you know, there's the practical side of we don't have to pay for real estate. We don't have to pay for staff. We are blessed with volunteers that take care of that. But it's also a program, you know, you mentioned earlier, these are neighbors, these are family. this is such a beautiful program of Neighbors Helping Neighbors. If you're a volunteer, you can't argue that there isn't a homeless problem in Hunterdon County.
No, absolutely not. And as Helpline receiving about 20,000 calls a year, we know that our family, friends, community faces life's challenges every single day here, despite the fact that we are a wealthy county. And many people behind the scenes, and I don't mean just our nonprofits and you and I, but our volunteers know this and see this and recognize the need to give, the need to volunteer. But I have to tell you, Colleen, that I've probably heard the story about Family Promise, I don't know, a zillion times. You've been on the radio. I work with Donna also. And I really think I know Family Promise. And, of course, my family participates in Box City, which we're going to get to. Every time I hear it, it just touches me. It feels new every time you say it, because I know you're successful, and that's a big deal. I know that those families, that many of whom Helpline refers to Family Promise when they call in, they get out of this situation, and I think it's really important for us to emphasize that so often we have clients that, you know, they're Sisyphus pushing that rock up the hill. And again, you know, with many of our homeless, I'd like to think that we can solve all their problems, but we haven't been able to for a variety of different reasons. But with Family Promise, we have seen people become empowered, people coming back into the community, contributing and giving. And one of the things I love about Box City is the fact that you have people talk about their journey through Family Promise and where they are now. And you who are listening can make a difference by supporting an organization like this, because I've seen it. I've talked to these people, and it's just amazing. So I love hearing the story, and I love envisioning the fact that those volunteers at all the different congregations are stepping up.
Well, thanks for saying that. And you bring up an excellent point in that, you know, when I described our program, I described the shelter program. But the really, really critically important part of what we do is that it is, in fact, a program. This is not a traditional drop-in shelter. When you come into our Family Promise program, you are committing to setting goals and reaching those goals with our help. We have a superb staff. We are so small but so mighty. Donna is our case manager, and she runs our network, and she really just does a beautiful job of helping clients through in such an effective way so that they are more stabilized when they leave. And, you know, as I always say, it's not all butterflies and unicorns. When our clients leave the shelter, they do have housing. In fact, in 2014, 100% of our clients left the shelter into permanent housing, which is a really important point, but they remain vulnerable. And I think in Hunterdon County, we sometimes talk about taxes, we talk about this, and we moan and groan, but really, really understanding, and Helpline, probably more so than any other agency, understands what I'm now calling the four legs of the table. And the legs of the table for our families in Hunterdon County specifically is employment, childcare, housing, and transportation. And I'm sorry to say that it's very difficult to get all four of those legs stabilized, isn't it?
And very, very difficult. And that's why I said that it just warms the cockles of my heart to always hear the success stories of Family Promise. Because, again, the 20,000 who are calling Helpline, sometimes we cannot give them the help. Sometimes there's not a program there. We have a horrible problem with men, single men.
Yes.
We can't get them into programs such as a Family Promise. You know, people have concentrated on, obviously, domestic abuse, singling out women and so forth. When you have that single man, especially people who have no family, nothing in the community, this is an ongoing situation. And some of those calls, you know, we know them personally because we've been trying to help them. One of the reasons we started Work Connectivity was to connect people with that employment, as you say, one of those legs on the table. it's not about the fish, it's about the fishing. And Family Promise is one of those organizations that look at that larger picture. And I know that when we refer to Family Promise, they're going to get help with employment. They're going to get counseling help if they need it. They're going to get that child care so that they're
mental
not just...
Mental health assistance
oh, my gosh.
Deal.
Huge, huge. But most important, I think, that support system that people don't realize that if you don't give them, envelop them, empower them with the support system, that shelter is nothing. That shelter is one night, especially in the case of Family Promise when you're talking about a family, because it's not just about the mother. It's about the children also seeing that empowerment and where they can go for help. And you have mm-hmm. kids stand up at Box City and talk about their
I know,
issue,
isn't that
too.
Great? Sometimes they sing about it. They write songs.
Right.
And,
absolutely.
I mean, that's a lot to ask a kid and even an adult to talk about their experience. But, you know, we recently had someone.
But that's important for the longevity of the success, because
sure.
the kids see that there's help. The kids see that there's something else to being successful. Stay in school,
mm-hmm.
you know, mind your parents.
Right. Well, and we have parents who now are pursuing certificate programs and even degrees. And for a child to see that
absolutely.
Is incredibly powerful.
Yes. So it's the whole kit and caboodle. And I like that, the four legs of the table. We're going to be right back and talk some more about Family Promise.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. I'm Susan Lax, Director of Helpline, and with me today, Colleen Dewar from the Family Promise, who is the Development Director. I'm getting tongue-tied here. Colleen, and we've been talking about Family Promise and the incredible things that you do for families, and not just taking in the family, sheltering them, but actually letting them fly the coop with support under them, with programs and services that will make them successful, with empowerment and also with good strategies that even their children can grasp. So
that's a good point. I think, you know, not just providing shelter, but staying with our families after they've left. We do provide after shelter care. We have access to resources in-house, and we also do a lot to collaborate with other social services agencies, because Donna and I, who are the co-directors, are very, very committed to filling gaps where we have that capability, but also not duplicating services, because there are programs and services in the community that we can coordinate with other case managers and other directors to access on behalf of our clients. And, you know, once again, Helpline is a beautiful example of that. And, you know, we recently had a shelter guest last year who needed ESL classes. However, she had a child and there was no childcare available. So it was a bit of a pickle. And came to discover that, of course, Helpline has a program to offer someone to come on our site and provide those classes. So that may seem like a simple thing, but think about what a difference that made. That just that understanding of a situation, and understanding that sometimes when we have folks in the shelter, they can't commit to a long-term program off-site because we don't know how long they're going to be in the shelter. Sometimes it's 60 to 90 days. That's a goal. But we've had clients as long as 7 months. It really depends on what their plan is and how successful we can work with them to achieve their goals and exit into housing.
And I like that you brought up duplication of services, because, and again, Helpline has always for 45 years been the great collaborator, if you will, that we don't just refer to our own programs and services, but we utilize the programs and services of all the nonprofits and the agencies, state and federal even, to really make sure that there's a holistic, sustainable solution when possible. But when people hear shelter, they say, oh, well, you shelter, safe shelters, Helpline shelters, Department of Social Services shelters. And what people don't realize when they hear that one word is we can't all do, especially as nonprofits with limited budgets, we can't help everyone. So each of us has a specialty. Each of us has expertise in a particular area, say, for instance, domestic violence. So these shelters are not the same. The programs and services are not the same. If I send somebody for counseling and a program at Easter Seals, that is a totally different animal than when I decide, no, I need to send them to Catholic Charities for counseling. Same with sheltering. Same with family programs and services. Do we send them to the Family Success Center? Do we send them to the family support organization? What exactly do they need? And it's important that we kind of pat ourselves on the back, I think, Colleen, because your expertise is very unique, dynamic, robust for what you do. And I would not pretend, even though I'm in the sheltering business as well, to be able to meet those challenges, those same challenges. So it's almost like going to a physician. You know, do you need the orthopedic surgeon? Do you need the cardiologist? Do you need whatever? And then comprising all that assistance, you finally have the care that you need.
Right. And, you know, understanding also that the model, as we are part of a national network, is that we are to serve families. Our particular affiliate also serves single women. Where we have room, families will always get priority for obvious reasons, but we can serve single women. We have volunteers staffing the shelter. And so we do need to be cognizant of who we're bringing in and making sure that everyone is safe. We do work very well with Safe and 100, and we receive many referrals from them, and certainly try to help as many of their families as we can. We obviously cannot put our volunteers at risk, so there's a screening process with that. But working with families and having to say no to single men because that is our policy, and now everyone understands why. I think sometimes people don't like an answer, but they have an answer, and, right. and certainly knowledge is helpful. But it also brings to light that there are gaps in our system.
Absolutely.
And the housing and shelter of single men is a gap in Hunterdon County, and we're referring out to shelters in Easton, Pennsylvania, and Morristown, and, you know, if you don't have transportation or you don't have the ability to get there, now what?
Right. And what do you do when you get there? You know, those are your very typical cliched shelters. You know, you show up in the morning, you have a bed, you leave at night. That's not giving them sustainable solutions the way Family Promise gives its families or the way Helpline tries to help. And so when we try to help the single man who is in need, it can't just be about that bed, because then tomorrow night he calls up the same person. Mm-hmm. You know, are they getting the assistance that they need? Are they getting counseling services? Is it a question of, oh, he just needed a job? He's been on unemployment. Unemployment ran out. So many different scenarios, if you will. But that is a gap. There's so much. And when you talked about the four legs, don't get me started on transportation, because...
Right. People really take that for granted.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, we run we have a car donation program, in that we are so grateful if we can get a car for our clients, because in many cases, it's the only way they can work. It is not feasible. And we love the Link. I cannot say a bad word. We have a terrific relationship with them. They are very, very good to our shelter, to our clients. They're wonderful. However, it is not a practical way to get to and from work in the county. And, you know, a great example is we have a sustainable housing program that is designed for some of our clients who are looking to pursue a certificate. And education could be anything. It could be relevant work experience. It could be a certificate, a associate's degree, or even a full-blown master's degree, a bachelor's degree. However, we have one client who exited the shelter. She did not have transportation, so she was going to have to live in Warren County and go to Warren County Community College. They did not have the program that she wanted, but those were the cards that she was dealt, and we were moving forward with that plan. Got a car donation, which allows her now to live in Hunterdon County with her daughter and go to Raritan Valley Community College. She has just gotten her certificate in phlebotomy, finished her clinical. She's going to go from $10 an hour at her current job to somewhere between $15 and $17 an hour. Susan, you know how huge that is.
Oh, incredibly huge.
Huge. And actually what that's going to allow her to do with that increased wage is it's going to allow her to stay at Raritan Valley and pursue an associate's degree in special education.
And it's not just about the money. It's about her self-esteem.
Well, her daughter seeing her go
that
to school.
Too, absolutely.
This is a woman who was
modeling great
second
behavior.
Generation homeless. She was in our shelter with her mother.
That is unbelievable.
So imagine that. So rolling that back, let's rewind the story I just told. Where did that start? It started with a car. Now, she would still be successful, surely, if she was exited into Warren County and pursued something at Warren County Community College, but now she's doing what she wants. She's able to get to work, and she has more options on where she can work because she has transportation. So I think people really forget how critical it is.
And I also think people forget that, you know, the saying there, but for the grace of God, it could happen to anyone. But push that aside a moment and think about your own employment. Think about the jobs that you want. Think about getting up in the morning. We all go through these same challenges every day, maybe not to the same extent. We have a house, we live there, whatever. But if I was to go to school and I couldn't get the major that I wanted, I would not be as excited.
Or motivated.
Or motivated, right. I was going to say, or successful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not different from the people that we are helping. They are not different from us. It's not them. It's us.
I do hate that word.
Yeah, really. And we all go through these same emotions, these same setbacks, not to the same degree, perhaps, but we can identify. We can empathize. These are human emotions that all of us go through every day. So giving her a car was the same as giving myself transportation when I suddenly was living on the eastern shore of Virginia and Maryland. Like, really? Like, now they're built up, thanks to Salisbury State University. It's a huge difference. But I literally had to use public transport, use a car for the first time because I was so used to using public transportation, having come from a city. So I know what she's feeling. This is, I don't have to be homeless. I don't have to wait for Box City to put myself in that box. We have these same emotions, and that's what kind of kills me. It's not them and us, it's us and there, but for the grace of, it could be any one of us walking in those same moccasins.
It's true. And we certainly have had clients, you know, you and I both know that generational poverty is a real issue. We've also had clients who have come from middle-class families in Hunterdon County.
Oh, you know, I say this all the time, it's getting old. But the Bloomberg report in 2013, because of the recession, talked about Hunterdon County and who was showing up in the Beamers at the food pantry. And, you know, and no, this has no criticism of the Beamer itself. You have a car, you hold on to the car, it's paid for, you know, I don't care if it's a caddy or whatever.
What you just said is something that I think people, I've heard a lot of criticism from
people
who are presenting food stamp cards or going to the food pantry. Well, they drive a Beamer. Well, hang on.
Right. Absolutely.
Again, let's rewind.
And was it a gift or whatever? Or, you know, do they own their own house? And, you know, again, these are all things that we go through daily. It's not anything different. It's just, I would say, more exaggerated.
Isn't there a quote, something along the lines of, be kind, for everyone is fighting a battle that you know nothing about? And I think that speaks volumes about the folks that we're working with.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. And we get very passionate, Colleen and I, so hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. All eyes are on Saudi Arabia today as the kingdom lays to rest a leader and a reformer. King Abdullah died at age 90 yesterday, weeks after being admitted to the hospital. He'll be buried today in an unmarked grave, according to strict Muslim tradition. People from Virginia all the way up through Maine need to brace themselves for a big snowstorm and possibly major travel disruptions. Forecasters say millions could be impacted by a nor'easter starting late this afternoon on through Saturday night. It could dump up to a foot of snow in some areas up and down the I-95 corridor, including slippery roads and reduced visibility. Senator Marco Rubio is all but officially in the 2016 race for the White House. Senior Rubio advisor tells ABC News the Florida Republican has told his staff to, quote, proceed as if he's running for president. TurboTax is issuing $25 refunds to some customers who were forced to buy the company's most expensive software to do their taxes this year. USA Today says parent company Intuit is apologizing for the mess-up. This is USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
And the weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 38, calm winds becoming westerly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, snow mainly after 1 a.m., and the low will be 28. The chance of precipitation is 100%, with 1 to 3 inches possible. Saturday, rain, snow, and freezing rain before 11 a.m., then rain likely between 11 and 5 p.m., and possibly mixed with snow after 5 p.m. The high will be near 37, and the new snow accumulation will be around 1 to 2 inches. Saturday evening, a chance of snow before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 27. The chance of precipitation is 50%, but little or no snow accumulations are expected. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 35 and westerly winds between 9 and 13 miles per hour. Sunday evening, a chance of snow after 8 p.m., cloudy with a low around 24, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. We'll start Monday and your work schedule along with a chance of snow, cloudy skies, a high near 31, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and having Colleen Dewar with Family Promise here with me has been very exciting, very dynamic, very robust conversation. But I do want to give some information about Family Promise. You can reach them at 908-782-2490, 908-782-2490. Go to their website at www.familypromisehc.org, familypromisehc, all one word, .org. And they, of course, are located at 10 East Main Street right here in Flemington. Oh, we get so excited, Colleen, about our clients and helping, and it's amazing. That's why, again, I like talking to Family Promise, because you're success stories are real, they're vivid. I think there's something that we can all identify with in one way or another. And I love the fact that the kids are also being empowered at the same time. You were talking about second generation homeless person growing up homeless and now has finally
We think she's broken that cycle.
Really, I'm hoping.
Really do. And, you know, she has a young child. I think her daughter's 5. And, you know, kids pick up, right? They pay attention.
Yeah. Especially 5-year-olds.
I have no doubt that her, you know, daughter is learning things, even though she may be not articulating, "Mommy, I'm just so proud of you." She is watching. She is seeing. She's seeing her mother. You know, and it's the other thing, too, is, sometimes we talk about these success stories and how wonderful it is. Imagine how hard it is for a single mom to care for her child. She was working overnight shifts at the ARC and pursuing an education all at the same time. That's an enormous burden. That's a lot to take on. So,
and also commendable. I think people have to realize that she didn't become homeless because she's an alcoholic. She didn't become homeless because she has a mental illness. She actually became homeless because she was doing all the right things, trying to unfortunately shove it all together. It's very
as
a single person.
So therefore she is now homeless. She did not have transportation. And
but she was pursuing education, job. Well, you know, you can't get better than that.
Right. So she was working at it, but she was coming at it from you know, behind the eight ball, if you will. She really did not have a successful start. I, you know, think of my own situation and many, many, many of my peers. You know, would my parents allow me to be homeless under no circumstances? If it was within their power, would they allow? So I have always had a safety net. And that is also, we talked a little about generational poverty, but there's also that lack of a support system is what often is the one of the root. I mean, there's the practical cause of homelessness. There's the loss of transportation. There's a loss of housing. They lost their job. Many, many things. Child support. All these things can lead a person into homelessness. But if you don't have the support system in place, you don't have anyone to help you. There are a lot of our folks that come to us having couch surfed for any number of months or weeks or years even. And there comes a point where that's just not a possibility anymore. So when you don't have the support system, what do you do? And so there you are. And I think that's, again, we talked about transportation as something most of us take for granted. Certainly, just having that support, even just, you know, you have four children, I have two children, and how could I work and accomplish things if it weren't for my neighbors?
Absolutely. There's and the child care
and a little bartering here and there.
Right.
If you don't have that, that's really, really difficult.
And when my children were born, few people wanted to babysit.
That is a lot to ask.
Right, I know, I know.
I'll tell you what, I'll take your one, you take my four.
Right, I know. It's four infants was not high on anybody's agenda. I actually had mothers telling their teenagers who were thrilled about the idea of babysitting quadruplets, oh, look at me. And their mother, no, don't you dare. I'm not coming over to help. So, yeah, childcare was huge. And, you know, again, I didn't live in the same state as my family, you know. So that support system, again, both physically and psychologically, is so important. It's knowing that, my goodness, if you're at the job, who do you call? How do you get out of there? You know, the other day, one of my daughters ended up in the emergency room. I'm in a position where I said to my staff, goodbye. Mm-hmm. I had a meeting I was supposed to go to. Sorry, Kim and Rose. but left word, I'm going to the hospital. That is a luxury.
Well, we also talked about the, you know, back to the four legs of the table, talk about employment. One of the things that our clients struggle with is, you know, everybody wants to see our folks employed. We do. We all do. We're all taxpayers. We have a vested interest in having people working. And so they will often get jobs. But as you know, you have to work 30 hours to get childcare. So if you're promised 30 or 40 hours and then that slips back, you lose your childcare. Or they have a job where they get childcare hours. They get Monday through Friday during the day so that they can access that free childcare. But then they're told, well, we need you to come in this weekend.
Right.
Well, I can't. And I told you that when I was hired. Well, okay, if you cannot come in this weekend, then don't bother coming in on Monday. And this happens a lot. And if you don't have the support system to say, look, I'm super sorry, but can you watch my kids this weekend? I'll take yours next weekend. That's it. Now, right. Now you're slipping back again, right? The legs of the table are shaky again.
And because of the recession, we're talking about families that never imagined being in a situation that they're in now. So what happens? You have, say you have a two income household, suddenly you don't have that. You're down to one. Suddenly you're down to none. Mm-hmm. Suddenly you're facing divorce because the trauma of all of this affects us in every way. And we know this. When somebody is, you know, depressed in the house because they just lost their job, it affects everything. If somebody is struggling, leave me alone, I'm trying to find a job, I can't watch the kids, you're going to have to do this or that, I can't pick anyone up, I'm going to a job interview. It's like throwing the cards up in the air and letting them tumble. I mean, these are life's realities, life's challenges that, you know, again, and the point that I was trying to make before is we all get a piece of this. This is human stuff. You know, this is life. And to be able to help somebody and get through all of that is just absolutely amazing. And I do, you know, a shout out to all the other nonprofits and agencies in the county, because when I think of some of the referrals that we're able to make, for instance, the displaced homemaker at the Career Life and Transitions, computer classes and so forth. You talked about certification programs, huge, huge, with our literacy program. Some of the state funding that we get, we have to show that the person, oh, and by the way, literacy funding is provided by the Department of Labor, not the Department of Education. Why? Because they feel that literacy is important to becoming financially sustainable.
Sure is.
So, really, and everybody's always like, why isn't that education? Because they don't want you to conjugate verbs. They want you to go out and get a job.
Real life stuff, folks.
Absolutely. So all of these steps, we have to show, did the person get a job, maintain a job? Did the person go on to higher education? This is, you know, this is what we all view as successful.
And it really helps that we all work together on that because, you know, we talked before about collaboration and, you know, I can think of two great examples. You know, our Donna provides intensive case management for our clients and she does a spectacular job at it.
She has helped. We work with her all the time.
When we can utilize something like the Family Success Center for budgeting, because then you have that other force kind of, you know, to play bad cop in some respects, but also
can
just
all come from one place.
It kind of
to
weaves
get sold.
Together, and you know, your work life connectivity program is wonderful because it then builds upon what Donna is working with them on in a more intensive fashion. But you're working with each other to help this one client, and I think it really does help. Certainly on a practical level, obviously, but also just those other outside forces reinforcing each other. Certainly helps our clients.
And it also, I think, lets them know that they're not in a bubble at Family Promise, that they're actually being taught how to navigate the system, how to find those
sure.
additional programs and services, that when they do leave, it's not always about Family Promise, but suddenly it opens up a world of assistance. And when I say assistance, help, whatever, that sometimes is a dirty word and that bothers me. Because again, you know, call it, it takes a village, call it community. I love the word community. But to know that, you know what, I didn't know this or I didn't know that. Now I can pick up the phone. I see, I can look in the paper. I'm going to see if there's a program at Career Life and Transitions. I'm going to go to the Family Success Center. Knowing all of that is huge. The clients that come to us have no idea. They'll call us for, say, utility assistance. Well, it's not about utility assistance. Why couldn't you pay your electric bill?
Right, right. There's a root cause. There's a systemic issue there.
But they didn't know how else, you know, well, what system, what programs and services? Not a clue. And I don't think I would either. So all of us working together, I think we make it known to our folks that this help is there. That no matter what the circumstance, you don't have to just sit in the corner of your room and say, I'm doomed, that there are so many avenues to travel.
And in a way, that's kind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's important. I think it's hard for people to pick up the phone and make that first call.
Right. And they're learning.
There's a feeling of judgment. There's a feeling disappointment, of, you know, self-esteem. There's all those issues there. And
absolutely.
You know, again, we have a mental health program because it's very, once you've declared yourself homeless, we're dealing with a lot of depression and anxiety, and we can help with that.
Right. And our utility clients, and we have to break, but so many times I say, you're calling now. The shutoff is now. Why did you wait so long? Because I never thought I would be in this position.
Right.
I always thought that, you know, I would get a job. I always thought, we had a client that didn't go to unemployment for a year because she just decided, I've never been unemployed. Mm. Well.
Right, but you've been paying into it.
Guess what? We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution.
With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon. We've been talking about Family Promise with Colleen, and if you've been listening, we've just been at it. It's
Gabbin.
Yeah, really, it's been great.
Solving problems.
Oh boy, could we solve some problems. Colleen, of course, is Development Director of Family Promise, located at 10 East Main Street. The number there is 908-782-2490. You can visit them on the internet at www.familypromisehc.org and see what they do. And of course, Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help. And what does that mean? That means that whenever you have any challenge and you need assistance for mental health, for family issues, just compassionate listening, sheltering, employment services, etc., you call 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. And we will either give you our programs and services or connect you with the other nonprofits such as Family Promise if their programs and services are right for what challenge you are facing. We are your first call for help, and you can visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org, helplinehc.org. But do not hesitate to pick up that phone if you are in need for anything. If your teenager is acting out and you don't know what to do, give us a call. If you find yourself on unemployment with funds that are dwindling, give us a call. There is help. That's what Colleen and I have been talking about for this past hour. There is help for you in so many different ways. And Colleen, I just wanted to very briefly, we don't have too much time, talk about the collaboration that we started called Give Hunterdon.
Well, I'm going to jump in and correct you there, Susan, because it's a collaboration that you started. And I think that what your listeners do not know about Susan Lax is
Susan
will take on projects for which she has no time because she thinks that it's very important. And this is a shining example of that. Guilty as charged.
Howard would agree with you. This was important to me because it was a natural offshoot of Helpline. We are already collaborating with everybody. We are already making sure that people in need get to the programs and services that they need. We've done it for 45 years. But what our listeners need to know is we do great work, and as you pointed out, we couldn't do that great work without them, without volunteers, without donations, without material items that are so crucial. If you came to Family Promise or Hunterdon Helpline, you would be astonished at what we accomplish in a year, because our offices are not ornate. They, space-wise, forget about it,
right,
as they say in New Jersey.
A corporate employee would probably be a little horrified.
Yeah, really. You know, on a shoestring is putting it mildly. So with the recession, all the things we're talking about that have affected clients have affected the nonprofits as well, have affected the government grants. Everybody's been hit hard. And so our donations, our grants that we all rely upon to do all this great work, I felt that we already work together. What can we do to support each other? And so Give Hunterdon is really an initiative so everyone out there can know what is going on in our county, where the nonprofits are, what are they doing, what are their needs. We like to give locally because, again, as we pointed out from the very beginning of the conversation, this is all about us. This is about our family in need. This is about our neighbor in need. This is about our community in need. So givehunterdon.org. Right now we have, I think, 14 nonprofits.
That's wonderful. And that happened quickly.
Very quickly. We got it up, the website up in time for Giving Tuesday. What you'll see at givehunterdon.org are these nonprofits. You can just click on their logo, learn more about them, also what they need. And believe me, they all need donations. They need cash. But they also need some other things. I think Casa Shaw needs some folding chairs. I put a shout out that Helpline could use some new earpieces for our phone lines. And what was your need?
Well, we always have an ongoing need for toiletries. And dare I say it on the air, feminine care products. These
yes.
are things that people don't understand. They are not covered by food stamps. Mm. They are very expensive. And so we keep a closet that is accessible to our shelter clients, but also to our after shelter clients, because it really, really, really helps their budget when they can come in and get shampoo and conditioner and things like that. They're super grateful for that. So we are in need of full size toiletries, not travel size, full size toiletries, feminine care, basic cold medicines, over the counter medications. Those are, you know, once again, very expensive.
Very expensive, and things that you can just throw in your cart very easily.
Yep.
And bring over to 10 East Main Street, where Family Promise is. So that's what Give Hunterdon is all about. It's actually a vehicle for all of you out there to support the local work that we do in your own communities. Now, before we go, and we don't have too much time, I really should get off the air now. Near and dear to my heart, I can't believe we haven't talked about Box City. Always on my birthday, and yes, you have to come back. But I have to, if you don't mind me shouting out for Box City. This is an incredible experience. It's all about funds for Family Promise, and again, for all local families who are in need. It is the greatest event. Bring your family. I drag mine because every weekend, I'm missing it this weekend because my birthday's on Monday and not on the actual weekend, to live in a box at Hunterdon Central. Tell them where to go for the website. Start. If you cannot make the event, do support it with funds. Do ask your neighbors to support it. It's huge.
Yeah, it's a great event. Super fun. And we have all shapes and sizes. Everybody comes. We had three women last year that ranged from 68 to 84
they
years old.
They were amazing.
Bless them. They slept in a box. So you do need to get a box early, right?
Oh, very early, really, because everybody goes to Lowe's and to Home Depot. Get your boxes early.
You can go to our website, familypromisehc.org, and you'll see an events tab, and then you just click on Box City, and you'll have all the information. You'll have a click to register.
The weekend is?
May 30th, Saturday, May 30th at Hunterdon Central High School. It's very safe. It's wonderful. We do an outdoor movie, weather permitting, so... what do we need? We need donations, we need people to sleep in boxes, and we need prayers for good weather.
Absolutely. Although I've done it in bad weather, and it was fun, too. So, Colleen, again, thank you so much. It's been great. We've just covered all of life's challenges here and hopefully solved a few things or have gotten great ideas. Please remember to go to Family Promise at www.familypromisehc.org. You'll see more about Box City, Hunter and Help.